I just kept gaining weight and gaining weight, and I couldn't understand, like, how am I gaining weight? I'm not eating anything.
All this time that I really wanted to lose weight, I could never lose weight because I was going through a depression, and I was overweight, and I was just eating.
Today, I'm joined by two people who will share how dental implants actually made them lose weight. And stick around till later in this episode where they share the number one thing that made the weight fall off. Can you tell me about the struggles you faced, maybe your weight, and how that actually had related to your dental health? So, like, kind of what were you going through dental-wise that was kind of affecting what you could eat, or if you were trying to lose weight, or if you were gaining weight? Like, kind of, I guess, walk me through what was going on beforehand.
Well, I would say for me, one of the biggest problems was not having any teeth and being in full dentures that didn't work, you know, and that whole situation. I pretty much for 9 years lived on mac and cheese and, you know, soft foods like that, and it was all that I could eat because I obviously couldn't chew. My term that I always used was I can't process it. And what that meant to me was I had to use my tongue to basically smash everything on the roof of my mouth to get it as safe as I could to swallow. Mm-hmm. And then I developed stomach problems, actually, from not being able to chew my food.
What it sounds like is that, like, because of your teeth, you couldn't be able to eat the certain foods you want. And then you got digestive issues. So it feels like, you know, it's kind of like a domino effect with, like,
yes,
starting with that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Sharonda, what about you?
I have to say I have a different angle on it because I was able to eat, but my teeth, because they were filling, it was like one side was real bad. So I pretty much ate everything on my right side, but it was sensitive. And then when I would eat late at night because I didn't want to eat in front of people because I had a certain way of chewing on my right side. But I definitely was eating. As I realized, I was eating myself into a depression because I really couldn't eat like I wanted to and just be comfortable with chewing everything. I had to, again, just chew on my right side. But it became very difficult because my right side also started failing me. And then the sensitivity of cold stuff, hot stuff, everything just started becoming a problem.
Now I kind of want to, like, dive into, you got your teeth 24 hours later. And at Nuvia, you don't have to be on a liquid diet after. You get immediately on a soft diet, right? So how was your first experiences with food? And how did that lean into your weight loss? You know, if you want to kind of each walk me through kind of how that looked for you.
I'll say for me that even the first, you know, 2 weeks when we're on our soft foods diet, you know, anything that you can cut with a plastic fork, I was already doing better. Even though I was learning how to work my new mouth, you know, there was still settling of everything, you know, all of those things, because it's all new. And I had gone so long without that option that it was really new for me. But I was already eating better than I was. And as I continued to get better, you know, I could introduce new things to my life. And then once I hit that 4 month, I went a little crazy that first month. A lot of people I've seen ask, like, you know, during the first 2 weeks or during the first 4 months, you know, do you lose weight? I think I lost about 6 pounds, but, you know, I was drinking a lot of protein shakes, things like that. So, but I was still eating, you know, some mac and cheese and stuff. And, you know, I was making things in a crock pot and, you know, things like that. So there still was a lot of, like, you know, cheese and things like that involved, but it was getting me prepared. For me, once I hit that 4 month and I had that go to just go at it, after the first month of kind of losing my mind on candy, but I don't even like candy, but I'm telling you, I went down to the convenience store down the street and I went to the candy bar section and I was like, does this have nuts? I'll take one of those. Does this have nuts? I'll take one.
Like, I'll try it all.
Right. I went up to the counter and, you know, the girl looked at me and she's like, you got the munchies? And I was like, you have no idea. I'll just leave it in that. So it was so exciting. So I actually gained that little 6 pounds that I had lost, plus a couple more, because I was eating just junk, just out of the pure excitement that I could.
Yeah.
So once I got past that, I got back to what I enjoyed eating, you know, salad. You know, I can eat salad every day and it's wonderful. I can eat nuts, you know, getting all my protein. I can eat, you know, vegetables, carrots, you know, all these different things. And another thing for me that I've even had people, you know, ask me, you know, like, how did that really be different? Because I love a lot of chia seed and flax seed and things like that, you know, and folks would sometimes say, well, couldn't you just swallow that as well? No, I couldn't. It would get, you know, jumbled up and hung up. But I've got all of that back in my life now. And, you know, that's part of my everyday life. So I haven't, as I was saying earlier, I had hand surgery in August. So I haven't been able to do any kind of physical activity or any kind of working out. I'm down as of about 20 minutes before we started this podcast. I am officially down 41 pounds. That is all from diet. And I'm so excited to think, you know, because I'm about a couple of weeks away from being released to start getting physical again. And, you know, the future's bright. I'm about to be the healthiest person than I had been in so long since I, you know, been out of the Army. You know, it's just wonderful. I know from working with, you know, a nutritionist through the VA, a big part of that helps you in losing weight and being healthier is every bite you take, you're supposed to take 25 chews before you swallow it.
Oh, wow.
And I was just swallowing everything for all those years. Now, you know, I just started counting, you know, from when I got to that point. Now I don't even think about it. I already know what it feels like. I know where it's at. I can chew my food properly. You know, I can swallow it. It's not getting hung up in my throat. And again, more than anything, I have all of those things that I got to reintroduce into my life that I had been missing.
My sister-in-law had a weight loss challenge that she was getting in, and she was like, you know, join with me. I don't work out. I'm thinking to myself, I'm lazy, but I'm on this salt food diet. So I was like, I have nothing else to do, you know, so why not just do it? I'm already doing the salt diet with, you know, the input. I really couldn't eat. But I honestly wasn't hungry. I was so excited about my new smile. That was in the mirror so much, trying to get my smile right and pronouncing my words, trying to learn how to talk me. I think I was so excited about my teeth that I wasn't really focusing on food. Not realizing while I'm walking every day with her on this challenge and, you know, getting compliments on my smile, just I look and my sister was like, sis, you losing weight? I was like, you think so? And when I just really started focusing on this, I'm like, I was down 40 pounds. And I was like,
yay.
So from there, it just was like a mind thing now, because all this time that I really wanted to lose weight, I could never lose weight because I was going through a depression and I was overweight and I was just eating. So now when I'm going through this process with Nubia and this new smile, I was so invested in myself and this smile. Oh, I was on a journey then. It was like my mind.
There you go.
Yes.
I was like, girl, you coming back. That's the whole thing.
And that's kind of like the domino effect in reverse. So like you got your teeth and then all these other, you know, great things are happening. I love to hear that, especially since you two have like slightly different stories on what prompted, I guess, your weight loss. And I love, you know, hearing both sides of that. So
we're both in the 40 plus club too.
And that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yes. I love it. And absolutely.
It seems like it's been worth it.
Oh.
Every time I look at the pictures, like Rennie had his picture, those moments are just so humbling experience. It's just like, wow. It's like, that was me. And then to look at it now, it's like, if it can happen to me, it could definitely happen to you. So don't give up. That's my just thing to anyone else that's looking into getting their teeth. Don't give up.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you had brought up before, Sharana, how, you know, can you afford it? Can you this? Can, you know, because all those are obviously options. You know, we've got lives to live. We've got, exactly, you know, budgets and things like that. But going in and knowing that I wasn't going to have to throw down, you know, this pretty large amount of money as I had, you know, had expected from my other options that I had checked out.
I do want to quickly mention that since y'all briefly brought up earlier, you know, one thing you were worried about at first is like affording, can I afford dental implants? And now we actually, Nuvia has a cost guide. They can actually download that in the description below, but you can go in and see, what do these payment plans look like? Is this something that I can actually afford? And I love that it's something we have now. So, you know, when you come in, or even before you come in, you kind of have an idea, right? Of like, okay, what will this cost me? Or like, can I do it? And Sharana, like you were saying, you said, you know, I was kind of not even looking for it because I was like, no, this is not, you know, something for me. And here you are sitting today as an example that it can be possible. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Oh, definitely amazing. I'm sitting here when you brought that up about the dental guide. I was like, how cool would that have been if I had that to see that
video? Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
What I'm going to get into versus walking in with blind faith.
Yes.
So for you're the like, people that are able to go through now and have that opportunity to look at the dental guide, I think that's so cool. Of Nuvia, just to, you know, give that expectation or give them an idea. So that's pretty cool.
Exactly. Without like this, you know, sticker shock, I guess, as people would call it, you know?
Yeah, because I mean, let's face it, it's such a huge investment, number one, but I had no idea myself as well. And with the other spots that I had checked out and gone to, there wasn't even any financing. Like, the one that I was going to, that I had accepted that, okay, this is where I've got to go. There was no financing. I had been saving for years, a couple of years, to get that together because I was going to have to throw it all down. And it was going to be worth it, even though it wasn't going to be worth it because it wasn't really going to give me what I needed and give me the freedom that I have today. Like, I, you know, now I'm, like I said, I'm just normal. I'm just a normal human being enjoying life.
When someone asks about just getting their teeth fixed at a dental implant and they bring up a price, my rebuttal back to them is, why not invest in yourself?
Yes.
By the time you go through all the process of tooth aches and getting this tooth fixed, and then the next week it's probably another tooth, you've already spent so much money. Why not invest? So that's my thought process on it. Invest in yourself because you're worth it. And it changed my life when I did that.
I love that.
Absolutely.
We have one kind of final segment, which is kind of a fun part, which is called You Ask, They Answer. It's where we take questions from the Smile Maker Club on Facebook, and you guys are going to answer them right here. So,
okay.
And it's going to be kind of related to the topic today. So Laura said, a positive side effect, I am losing weight. Anybody have a significant loss? I know some of you may not need to lose, but COVID packed weight on like the Fishman 20. I need to drop a lot, so I am picking foods that help.
So what was the number one thing that either of you did to help the weight come off?
Me personally, I just pretty much included exercising. When I say exercising, I am just doing more walking than I normally do. So if I could take maybe 30 minutes out of my day and just walk, that's actually what worked for me and my weight loss. And also just stop eating after a certain time. So I can't just say it's just a particular food or me eating better. I just stop eating at a certain time and more walking.
See, that's great advice, because weight loss can, it's not just, you know, one thing or the other. It can be many various things that you decide to do for yourself.
Yes.
Like with the walking thing, I, even in my life, I found that so super helpful.
Absolutely.
Just need to, you know, get yourself outside and see where the road takes
Walk
you.
Around.
Yeah.
Randy, what about you? What, any tips for either food or just weight loss in general?
For me, it's all been food related, because like I was saying, you know, I've been dealing with recovering from surgery and such from my hand. So I haven't been able to incorporate the physical part, but I'm able to eat vegetables. I'm able to eat nuts. I'm just able to eat healthier foods, vegetables, fruits, grilled chicken, or, you know, baked chicken, you know, or rice, you know, those things. Like, my favorite meal in the entire world is a good, like, blackened chicken breast and some brown rice with some sriracha on it. That's my dream food.
That sounds cool.
I'm hungry.
You know,
absolutely.
It was just gone. So now that's not the case. Like, that's, I can eat that. I couldn't even bite into a pineapple before. You know, it just, it wouldn't separate, you know, for me, because there was no biting anything for me. It's truly been the reintroduction of all the foods that I couldn't going through my procedure and finding Nuvia. Or as Shravana said, Nuvia finding me, because that's how it went for me too.
There you go.
And it sounds like you not only, you know, get to be able to eat food again, which is huge, but you also, it sounds like you get to enjoy. Yes. Like,
yes.
You know, because you said you couldn't chew much before, you would have to swallow, and like, you can actually enjoy it, you know, and that's a big part of it too. That kind of moves on to the next part of the question. Not only the foods that you ate, but this person's wanting to know, you know, kind of how long it took to kind of get to the point of eating whole foods again, and how to eat. So I'll ask you these two questions kind of because they kind of go together. So Leslie says, how long before you can eat normal food, like a steak, for example? And then Robin said, I'm confused by the eating. I know it's soft food that you can cut with a plastic fork, but I guess my confusion comes in with how do you eat it? Like a sandwich, for example, do you just bite using your front teeth or cut it into pieces and chew?
I'll take that one. So starting at the soft foods, no. My Nuvia office and kind of my common sense, and I don't mean that negatively, was I knew that biting and pulling, if I'm already on a soft food using a plastic fork, that kind of let me know, like, hey, maybe I should not actually bite and pull. So I did introduce like sandwiches, like, and I would do like one piece of bread, you know, as opposed to two, and I would cut it into a small enough bite to where I could chew it slowly, but I didn't take any bites. I did not do that at all the whole time. Now, on that day of the 4 month, you can bet I was downtown on the strip in the best steakhouse that there was. And I absolutely, you know, it was like being, you know, like I said, it was like Christmas or being at a theme park. I'm like, tearing into this steak, baked potato, salad, you know, all of the things that went with it. And, you know, as I said, I went a little crazy that first month, and, you know, gained 6 plus probably 4 or 5 more pounds. So for me, I would say it was really about September when I got past the newness of all of the things that I had been missing. And it was like, okay, now I can, you know, just start eating properly again. Mm-hmm. And so this, you know, this weight that I've lost has been since September. And that's fairly quick. And I even had, and I never thought I'd hear this, but my primary care physician actually said, slow down. slow down. You're losing too quickly.
Wow.
And you know, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe. You know, but it was just the change in diet and the access of what I could, again, process. I could chew now. I didn't have to smash things or swallow them whole. And right. the whole world has opened up to me. I have not encountered one thing that I cannot eat and not even think about it. You know, I was nervous in the beginning, you know, that those first few bites and even that first time I took a bite of an apple, I was sweating it because I'm like, oh my gosh, I know I'm going to take this bite and everything's just going to come undone. But once I did that, I was just like, wait a minute, this is really me and this is really my mouth and this is now my life and my future. So for me, the weight loss that I've had, you know, we're almost in February. So it's all been September and it's all been to change in my diet and being able to chew my food on top of the foods that I can actually eat and enjoy again.
There you go.
Bridget, I think when people think of the soft food diet, they're thinking, in other words, starving themselves. And
yes,
you really don't have to do that. There's really so many options out there that I was actually being creative with it. Once my mom knew I was on a soft food diet and she's like the cook of the family, she was actually catering to me, but everybody was happy still because she would do like the smothered pork chops or yes. Green or different things such as that, or she made stews. So I was still eating.
Again, yeah.
You do not have to starve yourself. My only fear was making sure I didn't eat anything that would like poke my gums, maybe like chips or something like that. That was my fear. And that was what I was definitely making sure I stayed away from.
Right.
Other than that, when they say soft food diet, you do not have to starve yourself. You can definitely still eat. Just be mindful. If it's something that's sharp or that's going to hurt your gums, you definitely don't want to do that. But after the 4 months, I think at that point, because I was still eating, now my mom was like, oh, let's test the waters.
Let's see what we can get into.
I got like an apple. Normally I cut my apples up, but oh no, I was like,
yes, I just wanted to do it.
Yeah, I just want to test the teeth. I was like, yep, they really work.
Yeah, let me try these out.
Right.
You know, and Sharana,
I ate, and it's okay. Just be mindful what you're eating.
Just to add in from my standpoint, you know, you were talking about how so many people still in their mind, it's like they see that, oh, soft food diet, and that automatically go to, oh, liquid or whatever.
Exactly.
No, you know, just hop on. Google exists for a reason. Exactly. Find you some crock pot /
crock pot
slow cooker recipes. I pulled mine out and I had all kind. I was eating better already than I had for the last 9 years. Now, I did involve a little more cheese than I could, but that was part of that seemed to be a little bit in all the recipes. Right. But I would do that. You know, it's just me. And, you know, at first I was like, I don't want to make all of this and whatever. But I, you know, I just made it, you know, put it in some freezer storage bags and meal prepped. I had chili. I had, a chicken tortilla soup. Mm-hmm. And I was even able to add the corn tortillas in it because once they got in there, they softened up. And I really didn't even have to cut them because they were... You know, the consistency just, it worked the way it's supposed to. So, you know, any kind of chicken I even made a roast, and that one made me nervous because I'm like, okay, I'm testing the waters here. And I just, you know, I made sure that it cooked long enough that, you know, I didn't ruin it. However, it was soft enough that whipped that plastic fork in there and it was, you know, it was heaven, you know, even the potatoes, as sick as I was of mashed potatoes, I got to have some red potatoes, some,
there you go,
you know what I mean, some yukon, some different things, and it just
like so instantly.
That's instantly for me. My horizons were opening up. So yeah, I would say to anyone, don't let that part scare you at all.
You know,
it's a wonderful thing. Like it really is. Yes.
Make it fun.
Yes.
And what I'm hearing is to get a crock pot.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely.
Well, guys, we just have one more question. And Jeff says, my consultation is tomorrow. One of my concerns is, will the cost be constricting to my budget?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
I would have to say, because Nubia now has the cost guide with all the great information about questions, such as related to questions about pricing, whether or not your insurance covers these type of procedures, I would strongly encourage to go download the cost guide. I wish I had that guide when I was going through my process, but I'm sure that it would answer a lot of great questions that you have about Nubia, the process, and the pricing.
Beautiful chef's kiss. And that was so good. Sorry.
Yes. No, you're fine. I would have to say that I completely agree with you, Sharana, because for me, that was one of the most unknowns. And, you know, I went into it just going, I just need to go. But had I had been able to download that cost guide and have known, you know, some sort of range where, you know, the full price and the potential payment plans were, it's, you know what you're going into. And everybody is going to be different. You know, all of our budgets are different. Our lives are different. But you can get an idea from there before even, you know, getting to the next process of the consultation. You can already know. That's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. And I just want to add to this, you're investing in yourself. And for me personally, there's no amount of money I can relate it to. So I made it happen. And is it worth it? Well, the is it worth it was absolutely an easy question. And then I just had to give it a little bit more thought of, you know, where does this fit in my life and, you know, my finances. But yes, absolutely. Having that, having a good idea going into it, that's a game changer, I feel like.
And Randy, I want to leave with this. Downloading that cost guide, I'm sitting here thinking, you get it straight from the horse's mouth, straight from the source, from Nubia. So any questions that you have, Nubia is giving you the information. How about that?
You are absolutely right. And you can actually download that in the link below in the description.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.